We're talking about shrimp now. I might tell you to go buy a bunch of them, so I say just buy a couple pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. The insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it, when you grab it, powder comes off on your hand.
A moth.
What flies around the house and lays its eggs in old clothes?
That's a moth.
What flies around with a light in its tail by night?
That's a lightning bird.
A long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny eyes. It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight.
It eats its own weight in mosquitoes.
Would that be a grasshopper?
No, this is he flies, and he catches at night. He comes by and eats mosquitoes like crazy.
I've never heard
of it. A bird with a long, thin wing. They fly over the water a lot. They land on the...
Oh, yeah, I know that.
What do they call it?
It's called a snake doctor.
Okay, there's one. Snake doctor. Any other names for him?
I don't know what the other name would be.
Well, I remember saying snake doctors. I remember them. That's all we knew.
We used to call them dragonflies.
Mosquito hawks.
I always call them dragonflies. Later on, I learned they were mosquito hawks. What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Well, we have the wasp and the honeybee. And we have the bumblebee, the sweat bee,
and the hornet,
the yellow jacket. Hornet and yellow jacket.
Got enough. All right. Things that fly around at night and bite. Sometimes they carry malaria.
The mosquitoes.
Little teeny ones that put bumps on your body when you go picking blackberries.
Redbirds.
Any other name for them?
Chiggers.
Not chigros, huh? Okay, what are the insects, some green, some brown, that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
Small fish used for bait.
Minnows.
What do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned?
Spiderweb.
Any other names for them?
No.
Spiderwebs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ralph just gave me cobwebs.
Cobweb.
Are you familiar with cobwebs?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Okay. All right. Part of a tree underneath the ground is called
the root.
The kind of tree you tap for syrup.
A maple tree.
All right. What do you call the place where there's a lot of rock maples growing where you get your sugar? Or what would you call a big group of these trees all together?
Forest.
The kind of tree with broad leaves, tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark, little knobs or balls, with tough wood used for chopping rock.
Sycamore tree.
What are some of the trees common in the community?
We have the pine tree, and the sweet gum tree, and the maple,